Well, howdy guys, hey, let's go back in time. Now there may be a lot of you people out there don't know who these people are. Well, that person on the left is Clinton, who was President of the United States at the time. And the femme on the right is Monica Lewinsky, who was an intern. But she did something for Clinton in the Oval Office. And it was sexual, and she couldn't speak at the time, so guess. So he had an intern with benefits. I think it was back in 1998. And of course Clinton got into trouble for it. Almost lost the presidency, I think. Then Monica Lewinsky was whisked away, of course, and never back at the White House. Probably had to sign quite a few papers. And even back then they were saying that Monica Lewinsky was a victim. But she knew exactly what she was doing. She also knew that Clinton was married. And it's funny that when something happens like this, it's always usually the man's fault. But let's be honest, it always takes two. Well, I don't know whether they had better lawyers in those days, but you didn't hear much from her after that. But she's resurfaced again. Of course, the people on the cackle, sorry, the View, were saying the obviously usual, you know, that Clinton didn't lose anything, he didn't lose his family or anything, but she lost everything. Well, Clinton was the President of the United States. He'd obviously done a lot with his life. But her only claim to fame was what she did in the Oval Office with Clinton. So she didn't have a lot to lose anyway. Then they're trying to make out that she was a victim. You know, men are bad and femmes are good. But I've always wondered whether she got a secret sort of payout. And that's why you never heard from her again. Until now. Maybe the money's run out. And here she is today. And to be honest, she don't look too bad. In fact, she looks better than she did way back then, because she's lost all the puppy fat. But unfortunately, her life has been tagged. She will forever be known as what happened in the Oval Office with President Clinton. And if she hadn't have done that, nobody would even know who the hell she is. And here's Clinton today, with the love of his life. And I bet he's still paying the price for what happened in the Oval Office. And by looking at the condition of his partner, maybe he should have stayed with the other one. Just a little bit of history there, guys. You take it easy, fellas.